Welcome back to Politics and More with Shannon Moore and Rosemary Stainbrook. Kind of still talking about Trump's civil case in New York. I know right now we actually have a caller wanting to ask and kind of comment on what we were talking about in the last segment. Brian, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. What else did you want to kind of comment on that about?
Well, I wanted to mention that if Trump becomes president again, this New York AG is actually opening up the old biblical eye for eye thing, because he will put pressure on some people to try to get some of the, shady people removed.
Mm-hmm. That's been one of the biggest concerns about whether or not, that's why Sean Hannity, in an interview that kind of went semi-viral, asked him whether or not he would be a dictator to actually go after his opponents, yes, like his opponents are going after him right now. And right now, Trump seems to be wanting to do it the old-fashioned way, is just elect better people.
Correct. But then again, he can actually apply pressure to different areas without going after them personally and directly to where they do not get elected.
If he wanted to do some digging, he could probably find a reason to disqualify her in some way or another. But we'll definitely have to wait on his hopeful presidency to even see that happen. So, but it would be interesting to see if he wanted to do that. Yeah.
Thank you, Brian. And you know, this is the whole thing, is justice needs to we've reached a point where for half the country we see the justice system in different parts of the United States being used, and it's a good word that has been kind of put out there, lawfare. Lawfare. Where basically whatever can be done against people you disagree with in terms of politics, then you file a lawsuit or try to come up with some sort of criminal charge. And that's, I can't even remember exactly how many different legal cases Trump has right now going on, because there's just so many of them.
Yeah.
I think it's about four or five
yeah,
right now. And so many of us look at this and it's like, how is this happening in America? How have we got to this point that you've got people who run for attorney general and they're just running on the idea of, I'm going to get them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get them. I mean, could you imagine if a Republican was doing that in a highly contested state, maybe a purple state, mm-hmm, and what the left would be doing about, this is not constitutional, whatever. But because it's New York,
and
they're very heavily Democrat, she was able to get elected on this idea.
Yeah, I mean, right now Democrats are still trying to whine about democracy and that they are defending it with their blood, sweat, and tears. And one of the other cases that we're also continuing to look at that honestly looks like it's about to fall apart in Georgia. Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade, their relationship became public through Nathan Wade's divorce proceedings. And once this was made aware, another case was opened up with Fannie and Nathan Wade, and a lot of their testimonies are being videotaped and going viral itself. Fannie Willis ended up not showing up for the second day of testimony because she was really sinking herself. And Nathan Wade took anywhere between 20 and 23 seconds rolling his eyes, trying to remember whether or not they stayed in a cabin together or not. And
you know, that's a bad sign.
It's a really bad sign if it's going to take you 22 seconds to answer a question. And
we call that a Biden moment.
Yeah, it was a straight glitch, to the point that even an MSNBC host basically said that her career is over and that this lawsuit against Trump is sunk, because this is too much of a mess and most likely will get thrown out.
You know, the irony is there's already been, I think, one or two of the people who were charged who did plea deals with this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder, did they kind of wish they had
stuck it
out a little bit or fought the whole thing? But, you know, I would have to assume that she's going to be disqualified. But the way things have been going over the last year, you know, I'm not I would say as a lawyer, it seems like she has to be disqualified from this case. But you never know.
You never know.
You never know because, you know, it's hard to kind of believe these cases are going forward anyway. Mm-hmm. And so.
Well, that even the idea that this is somehow a RICO type of situation. And then, of course, using a prosecutor who has never worked a RICO case in his life to
well, and
to
I don't
do
even know what's – I'm not even completely sure if he's done much
nope.
prosecuting work anyway.
Yeah.
And if so, I mean, he had never done RICO because, I mean, this is a very complicated thing. And so you kind of wonder why did she hire him? And, of course, that goes back – all these accusations and everything, but it did make for some entertaining court
and
TV.
And it's going to continue to because it ain't over yet.
it did make for some entertaining court TV, and you know, as an attorney, I don't always watch all the trials on TV because you know you see it in real life. So it's
oh yeah, but, you've got plenty of experience.
Yeah, so you don't want to like see more of it, but I did like
you don't want to take all of your work home.
Yeah,
with
that's
you.
True. That's true. But I did kind of watch some of it, and I was like, oh, that's actually pretty fascinating. She was getting very mad on the stand.
She's like, you're lying. It was, and she'd lost it.
Yeah, it was a very hostile. Proceeding it.
You're digging too deep into people's lives. It's like you're the one that decided to get into a relationship with a married man and decided to give him money out of the state's taxpayers and then send him to Washington, D.C. to get briefed before you started the RICO case. Are you kidding me?
So what is going to be what I wonder is what is public opinion out right now? Like are people on the left going to ignore these ethical issues that she is breaking essentially, or are they going to try to come to her aid on this? I've been kind of trying to get a feeling for that. What's your thoughts on that?
I still think that they're going to lead with the race issue, and that and it's like attacking them is unfair in some mm-hmm. way, somehow taking $650,000 from taxpayers is, you know, is a fair price to pay, blah, blah, blah. But I can honestly probably estimate a good third of leftists are going to move independent for it because they're not going to be able to look away. If they have to vote Democrat, they will, but they're going to do it, you know, holding their nose and clutching pearls. So.
Well, another issue, and I don't think they really covered this at that hearing, but you know, the one that she had the relationship with, I think he went to the White House twice mm-hmm. and met with them.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming he was meeting with advisors or their legal counsel.
Oh, other people in the DOJ, 100%.
Yeah, and so I do find that this is supposed to be kind of like an independent state action. But
why
this
is
kinda,
there all this federal involvement?
Yeah,
for?
This kind of goes back to that whole idea that it's kind of a coordinated effort, mm-hmm. Somewhat directed by the Biden White House to prosecute Trump and prevent him from running against President Biden. And that part is not been talked about as much, and I don't know if it's maybe it's still just too early in the proceedings or what, but it seems like there needs to be a little bit better an answer about that whole thing.
I am hoping that the press corps actually continues to dig Karine Jean-Pierre about it, and we'll see whether or not Biden or some other spokesperson, maybe either in the DOJ or Karine herself, ends up talking more about it. That's like the next case that is kind of getting really out there is this new report that's come out by the CIA showing that there is major involvement between Obama, Hillary, and the CIA, and asking for foreign help to look into the Trump campaign back in 2015, 2016. And not only that, there is a memo of Trump talking about this information. We're going to continue talking about this in the next segment, and we will be right back.